各位弟兄姐妹还有来宾，大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天是一个真正在耶稣里面的快乐日。
Today is indeed a happy day in the Lord.
昨天晚上啊，好多小朋友啊，年轻人，他们很快乐啊。你看，把这个桌子椅子啊，他们都排好了。
There's a lot of young people that were joyfully serving and making, folding, preparing all the chairs and doing it joyfully.
好像在神的家里在办喜事，我们感谢主。
It's as if there's a huge celebration in God's family, so we praise God.
Yeah, 还有一些小朋友，他们最感兴趣的就是说，哎呀，他们想下去里面玩。
And the younger kids are extremely excited with the water. They want to go into the tub to play.
我鼓励你们，你们真的有一天哦。打开你们的心，接受耶稣做你救主的时候啊，罪得赦免，成为神的儿女，你就可以下去了。
And we encourage you, and we hope that one day when you open your heart to Jesus, one day you can also go into the water to be baptized.
其实小孩子五六岁哦，也可以明白救恩的。
Actually, kids that are 5 or 6 years old, they can understand the meaning of salvation.
有一次有位姐妹啊，就是苏慧莹啊，还有何仲科。大家很多人都知道他们说服了。
There is a famous Chinese couple.
他们有一天就跟他的五岁的小孩子讲说：“弟弟，我们全家都信主了，将来都到耶稣那里去啊。那你在地上啊，你会怎么样啊？”
And he explained to his young son and asked him, all the family members will one day go up into heaven because they believe in Jesus. What will you do?
他后来他儿子想一想说，妈妈爸爸，我也要信耶稣啊，我也要跟你们一起走。
So the son thought to himself and said, Daddy, I also want to accept Jesus to go along with you guys.
那他父母就说这样子，我们现在带领你清楚地认识耶稣好吗？他说好。
So the parents said, okay, well now we want to lead you through the sinner's prayer and lead you to Christ.
其实他们从他们夫妇一结婚哦，就每一天都有家庭礼拜，所以那个小孩子他们自从懂字以来，就一直在家里做礼拜，不是说那天突然问他说他要了。
So since the beginning of the marriage, they've also always practiced family worship, so it wasn't something that was new to the children.
所以说儿子的小孩子的儿女的得救，不是说把他送到教会来主入学教，是父母要以身作则，要负责任。
So, bringing your children to Christ is the responsibility of the parents. It's not the responsibility of the church. So, it's the parents are held accountable to teach them about Christ and the gospel.
像今天有六位弟兄姐妹，他们要受浸了。事实上是好多人，好多人关怀他们啊，神给他们很多机会得救了，就好像很多小孩子啊、年轻人一起帮忙啊 ，set up 这样。是经过很多的功夫的。
So the 6 people, the brothers and sisters that will be baptized today, it's through a lot of the work done by the people around them, the brothers and sisters, showing them the care and the love, and it's through a lot of hard work.
我们今天要谈的题目是每一个人得救都是蒙了神的大怜悯。
And the topic that we're going to talk about that is everyone that receives the salvation is through the mercy and grace of God.
我请大家有圣经的，你们打开圣经到彼得前书，我们要念第一章的第一节到第五节。
If anyone has a Bible, I welcome you to open up the Bible to 1 Peter.
Yeah, chapter 1.
1 Peter chapter 1.
Verses 1 to 5.
Verses 1 through 5.
找到了，我来念中文，请你们英文的人也一起看。
Once you find the passage, with the Chinese read with me, and the English will follow along.
来，我们一同来念。来，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加伯多加、亚西亚、比推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选。借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人， 愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。让我们再看第二章的第九节到第十节。
Let us all look at also chapter 2, verses 9 to 10.
来，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。好，有人讲说啊，你们基督教很伟大。
Some people say that the Christian religion is great.
不是基督教伟大，不是基督徒伟大。
The Christian religion is great not because Christians are great.
也不是我们的教义精深。
And it's not because we have great education.
也不是说我们的圣经古老。
And it's not because our Bible is
old.
Ancient.
Ancient, right. 而是我们的神伟大。
But it is because our God is great.
当然我们不可以说称为基督教，因为是一般世俗人的称法。圣经讲说我们所信的是生命之道。
Of course, the Christian term is just a label given by the world. But really, the God that we believe in is the true and living way for what we believe in.
神的伟大是在他的创造。
God is great because He is a creator.
所以让无生命变成有生命。
From no life to life.
但是神的伟大更在于他对我们这些罪人的救赎。
But he is also great because of his salvation for sinners.
你看我们的人都坏，坏到极处，没有人彻透，就像那个耶利米书十七章九节说，最坏的、最坏的就是人。
Because we are man is indeed full of sin, so bad, just like the scripture has said that we are
坏，很坏。
Worst of the worst.
所以神看把我们救赎起来，让我们成圣，而且成为他的基业。
So God saved us and made us holy.
然后不但是这样，第二章九到十节我们就练过了，不但让我们基业，这让我们成为他的代表，神的使者。
And not only this, but as we read in verse 9, he says we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood.
因为我们宣扬他，可以来宣扬他的恩典。
Because we can proclaim His grace.
我们得到一个新的身份，被拣选的族类，属神的子民。
We have been chosen by Him, and we are now His holy nation.
我们得到一个新的尊荣，是有尊君的祭司。
Because we are now given a new identity, and we can now become His royal priest.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
而且还有个新的使命，就是来传扬他、荣耀他。
And a new commission is to praise him and give him glory.
所以你看，最重要就是什么？我们蒙的连续，这些本来我们都是不配得的。
So it is because we are unworthy.
如果神要人来传扬他，很慢。你看，传了福音传了2000年，天使来传的话，一天就传遍全世界了。
So given to angels to proclaim the gospel, it could be done in one day. But with humans or man, it takes a long time.
神的创造里面是要有两种，一个是反映神的能力，创造的能力 power.
The power of the creation.
一个是反映神创造他自己的性情，自己的性情。 characters, 神的 character.
再讲一遍。
Reflection, 神的创造。
His creation
reflect his,
reflects his character.
就像你看，你看一个画家，他像米开朗基罗，他创造那些艺术品，你会想到，哦，他的能力技术很高啊，一个是能力，另外说他把那个艺术品本来是死的东西啊，一个大理石雕成活的，把那个里面的生命表现出来。
Just like when you look at the masterpieces done by Michelangelo, he brought something to life out of marble.
所以神的创造里面就带着，因为他用他的形象来造人，所以人是神精心的创造，最伟大的创造。
Because he created man in his image, man is his most precious creation.
但是神伟大，人这么渺小。
But because God is great and man is so small,
神是永恒的，人是非常生命非常短暂的。
God is eternal, but man is so short-lived.
神是圣洁的，人非常的败坏。
God is holy, but man is so sinful and bad.
神是全能的，但是人能力有限，往往是无能为力的。
God is all powerful, but man is has its limits.
神的爱是无限的，但是人的恨可以到永远。
God's love is unlimited, but man's hatred is long-lived.
你看很多民族啊，世世代代为仇，到今天都解不开。
There's a lot of conflicts in man that are still not resolved today.
神是施恩的，他下雨给义人，给不义的人，但是人是自私自利的。
God gives man salvation. 对不起，再讲一下。
Yeah, 神施恩的，下雨给义人，也给不义的人。
God gives grace to
righteous.
The righteous and the unrighteous.
你看，如果这样来看来。人有什么值得神怜悯的呢？
So what, why are we worthy for God to give us this type of grace?
你看我们人这么渺小，我们有时候团契常常唱一首歌说，哎呀，我到大海的时候，我看到我自从这么小，到高山上我看到我这么小，我这么小，我消失不见，都没有人知道。
Because man is so small, just as the hymn that when we sing, when we go to the before the vast ocean or go to a high peak in the mountain, we are so small, we're but a vapor, we vanish.
所以你看人在地上生死啊，怎么样啊，为什么神要去管他去救他，因为是神有大怜悯。
So man lives on this earth, lives and dies, but God is willing to save us because of his great mercy.
然后第一章十二节彼得前书他提到说神只有救人不救天使。
In the scriptures in verse 12 in 1 Peter chapter 1, it says he saves man but not angels.
你看天使不是比我们能力更好吗？很多顺服神的天使，神应该更要救他啊。但是你看神看我们比天使还宝贵。
But God sees us more valuable than angels. And don't we see that angels are more powerful than man, but God did not choose to save them.
你看神救我们的时候还差遣先知多方多次一直一直来讲，叫他悔改啊，回头啦，回头啦。
So God used the prophets in the Old Testament to keep reminding them to repent.
但是人顶撞杀害拒绝。
But man rejected and continue to sin and to murder.
你看第一章的十节到十二节提到说，先知他们有启示，又有神的圣灵，又有圣灵带来的经历，又有圣灵带来的能力传福音，我们人都还不信。
In verse 10, it says that the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, but people did not accept.
最后神差他的儿子自己来带来救我们。
And then God had to send his only son to come down to save us.
第一章的第三节，因为神的大怜悯。
Because of God's great mercy.
因为只有耶稣是无罪的，只有耶稣是无穷的生命，而且耶稣是自愿来代替我们这些罪人死在十字架上。
Because Jesus is sinless and he is perfect, he is the only one that is worthy to come down and to save us on the cross.
所以你看圣经讲说神的怜悯哦， 我们人的得救啊，我们弟兄姐妹的得救都是三一真神的工作。
So as we see, the salvation of God and the salvation of these brothers and sisters is the work of God.
所以在第一章的第二节就讲说，父神的拣选哦，圣父计划救恩拣选，圣子来成全，他流宝血来救我们，圣灵让我们重生经历救恩。
So in verse 2 it says, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in the sanctification of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and for the sprinkling with his blood that gives us salvation.
这都是上帝的怜悯。
This is God's great mercy.
所以神的怜悯让我们没有生命的人本来必死的得着了生命，第一章第三节。
So God's great mercy brought us from death to life.
还有第一章的第三节，从本来没有盼望的人一生下来的就是官位 ticket， 就是到死亡，得着的在天上有活泼的盼望。
So in verse 3 it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
因为神的怜悯，人本来是一无所有的，空空的来，走的时候也是空空的走。在第一章的第四节有天上的产业。
Because man cannot take anything with him once he dies, but there is an inheritance up in heaven.
而且是什么？不能朽坏的，不能玷污的，不能衰残的。
And that inheritance is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading.
就是说神要给我们产业是经得起时间的考验，而且是不能玷污，是表示说它品质是最好的，最完美的，不能衰残的，它是永不改变的。
But what God has wants to give us that is kept in heaven is can be tested through time and is imperishable and unchanging, unfading.
而且第一章的第五节讲说，只要我们信靠神，他就什么能力来保守我们，上神所有应许的，我们都得着了。
And then in verse 5 it says, "Who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time."
不是我们自己有能力保守啊！你看你今天很多产业放在什么 trust 的什么 bank 里面了、啊，有一天都破产，这个世界有一天都过去了，就像彼得后书所说的，火都烧掉了。你还存留在哪里呢？
So we do not have the ability to guard anything like how man puts things in trusts, but all those will perish through time.
但是你看神的怜悯，神的保守，所以第一章第五节讲到说必能得着，必能得着。
But God's great mercy in verse 5 it says 必能得着，
必能得着的救恩呢、啊。
Salvation can be found?
Yeah, secure.
Secure, yeah, okay. Secure.
感谢主，赞美主。
Praise God, thanks be to God.
所以第一章第十二节，怪不得天使他们猜不透，测不透神的爱与神的怜悯。
That's why in verse 12, the angels cannot comprehend God's great love and mercy.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，你的大怜悯是何等的大。
Dear Heavenly Father, your great mercy is indeed great.
是超过我们人所能够想象的，也是不我们不配得的。
It is beyond our comprehension and our thinking, and we are not worthy of it.
但是因为你的大怜悯超过我们的重罪患。
But because your great mercy surpasses our sins.
所以我们在耶稣基督里面，你让我们得着了。
So that we can be found in Jesus Christ.
我们要献上感恩，向你敬拜赞美。
We want to give you thanks and offer praise and worship.
今天这六位弟兄姐妹，他们得救了，他们成为神的子民。
Today the six brothers and sisters that are being baptized are going to become your people.
是被拣选的族类。
They are chosen by you.
有君尊的祭司的这样的位份，
and they have the place as royal priesthood，
是圣洁的国民，
they are a holy nation，
是要来宣扬你的恩典，
so that they can proclaim your grace.
以前他们在黑暗里面，现在在光明里面。
Before they were in darkness, but now they are in the light.
以前他们是瞎眼的，但是他眼睛得开了。
Once they were blind, but now they can see.
以前他们将来将一无所有了，现在有了天上永恒的产业。
Before they did not have anything, but now they have the inheritance up in heaven.
以前他们是必死的，今天在耶稣里面得到了重生、丰盛的生命。
Before they were dead, but today they can have the fullness and the new life given to them.
赞美你，这完全是你的大怜悯。
Praise you because this is your great mercy.
荣耀都归给你。
All the glory belongs to you.
愿你来使用他们。
We pray that you would use them.
成为你大怜悯的见证人。
So that they can be a testimony to your great mercy.
让他们更多的亲友也能够因此蒙恩得救。
And we pray that the relatives and the people that they know around them, they may through them come to salvation as well.
使用与他们同在今天的见证，能够荣耀你的名。
And be with them as they give their testimony to glorify your name.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Sarah Liu and I'm 14 years old. As the youngest of three and the last one to be baptized in our family, I always felt some pressure to be baptized, but I never really understood what it truly meant to be a Christian. Since my parents are Christians, I grew up in church. On Saturdays and Sundays, I would always be here, but sometimes I felt that I had better things to do with my time, and I would want to stay at home instead of going. At church, I would learn the lesson and answer the questions like a good church kid, but I never understood the true meaning of being Christian until a few months ago. There were some things that happened that made me realize that I was a sinner and that I really needed Jesus. First of all, I remember one time I was arguing with my mom about piano. I told her I didn't want to play piano. Why did I have to? Other kids didn't have to play it. I remember her crying and telling me that it was because I was her child and she wanted what was best for me. The other kids weren't her children. Now looking back, I realized how ungrateful and selfish I was. Sometime after that, a missionary friend of Alex and Beck's called Jonathan Wong came to our fellowship one night. He told us to write one of our faults on a post-it, and we stuck the post-its on our shirts. We were supposed to walk around seeing each other's notes, post-its, and write down advice for one another. When I read the notes that people gave me, I realized how I truly was a sinner because I was spoiled and ungrateful for all the things my parents had done for me. I had never thought about what God had done for me and all that He had given me. As a kid that had grown up in church, I was always told that everyone is a sinner, but I never got the true meaning till then. A few years ago at the gospel camp, Alex talked about churchians, which described kids who had grown up in church. Churchians are kids who know and how to act like Christians. They would wear their Christian shirts and would always answer the questions like a good church kid, but on the inside were not really Christian. You look and act like a Christian, but have no relationship with Jesus. And I thought to myself, was that me? Through this experience, I realized that I was a churchian and I really needed Jesus in my heart. Then one day, Alex asked Joshua Milton, Stephen, and I to meet up at his house. We started talking about what it meant to be a Christian, and in the end, we understood. I was clear that I had placed my faith in Jesus, and He was my Savior. I knew that being a Christian meant that I recognized that I am a sinner, and that I have faith that Jesus is my Savior and Lord, and because I am His child, I will obey Him, and my life will be changed. Lastly, even as a Christian, this past year was the hardest time in my life. My sister had already gone to college, and now it's time for my brother to go. My dad was working in China, and my mom had to see a doctor in Texas because, as most of you know, she was very ill. So they were both out of town, and I went to go live with the Chens for a while. I know none of them meant to leave me, but I still felt kind of alone. However, it was through this experience, as a child of God, I was reminded that God was always with me, and I could always count on Him no matter what was happening in my life. At this past spring retreat, through one of the songs in the communion, I was reminded that Jesus should be the center of my life, and He shouldn't only be in parts of my life. Also, through this past CBS, I've seen God's work, through the kids attending and our own coworkers. We had so many kids attend, and though many people were tired and worn out at the end of the day, each day during BBS, all the coworkers had a smile on their faces and showed enthusiasm to the kids because they were happy to be here and be able to share God's word with the kids. Through all these experiences, I realized that God is always with me and He knows what is best for me. So I need to continue to trust in Him and make Him the center of my life.
I'll try this in Chinese. Hi, 我的名字叫 Sarah 刘，我现今年14岁，我是家里面三个孩子最年轻的一位，也是最后一位来受洗。我从来就有一种压力，说我应该需要被受洗，因为我的父母是基督徒，我也是在教会里面长大。礼拜六跟礼拜天的时候呢，我常常都会在这里想，我有更好的事情我应该可以去做，所以我就想有的时候在家里不需要去。那在教会里面呢，我常常会学习到一些课程，然后问题里的答案我都会，像一个好的教会里面长大的一个孩子。可是呢，我从来没有真正的了解到当一个真正的基督徒是什么一回事。在前几个月的时候，有许多事情发生，让我了解到我其实是一个罪人，然后需要耶稣。第一，我记得有一天，我跟我妈妈为了弹钢琴的时候吵架。我跟他讲，我不想要弹钢琴，我为什么要弹钢琴？其他的孩子也不需要弹钢琴啊。那我就记得我妈妈就哭了，然后跟我讲，其他的小孩子不是我的孩子，我要给你最好的。其他的小孩子不是我自己的小孩，那这个就让我看清我是一个不感恩也很自私的一个小孩。那过了一阵子，Alex 跟 Bex 有一个朋友叫 Jonathan 来到我们的团契，他叫我们把我们一个缺点写在一个贴纸上面，然后贴在我们的衣服上面，然后我们再要走来走去，然后让人家的人给我们意见，要我们怎么去改这个缺点。当我看到人家给我的意见了以后，我真正的体会到我真的是一个罪人，我是一个被宠坏然后又不感恩的一个人。我从来没有想过我的父母给了我的一切，还有神给我的一切。那在教堂里面长大的时候呢，我常常会听到我自己是一个罪人，可是我从来不明白这个是什么意思。一两年前我在福音营的时候， Alex 就有讲到什么是一个在教堂里面长大的孩子。在教堂里面长大的孩子呢，他们表现得像基督徒，他们会穿着基督徒的衣服，然后也知道基督徒的问题的答案。可是真正的在里面，他们不是一个真的基督徒，因为他们跟耶稣没有关系。所以我就想到，我就问我自己，这个就是我吗？然后经历了这个以后，我就想到，我就是这种在教会长大的小孩，跟耶稣没有关系，我需要耶稣，接受耶稣到我的心里面。然后有一天 Alex邀请 Joshua、Milton、Stephen 还有我在我家跟我们讲，真正当一个基督徒是什么样子的。那讲完了以后，我们大家都明白了。我清楚，我需要把我的信心摆在耶稣身上，然后让他当我的救主。 然后跟随耶稣，然后听他的的命令。最后在过去这一年，在我的生命当中有一个在我生命当中有很困难的一件事发生。我的姐姐已经去上大学了，然后现在我的哥哥也去上了大学，我的爸爸在大陆上班，然后我的妈妈需要到德州去看医生，所以我需要跟陈家住一阵子。我知道他们不想要离开我，可是我还是觉得很孤单。可是当一个神的儿女的时候，我就被提醒到神永远是跟我在一起，跟我同在，不管什么事发生。在今年的春令会的时候，在播饼的时候，我唱了一首歌，又提醒到我需要耶稣当我的生命中的center of my life， 生命中的主。Yeah. 然后在今年的 VBS， 我又看到神的工作在很多小朋友，还有我们自己教会的同工，有好多小孩子小朋友在VBS 来参加 VBS， 然后每一天同工都因为很长的时间都很累，可是呢他们的脸上面还是有笑容，然后有很多喜乐来服侍神。所以经历了这么多，我了解神永远跟我同在，然后知道什么是对我最好的，所以我要继续的把我的继续的 trust in him， 信靠他。谢谢。Sorry。
各位弟兄姐妹好。我叫张威凤，我来美国已经有32年，之前一直是拜佛的，因为我的公公婆婆都是佛教徒，结婚之后就一直跟着他们拜。虽然我拜了这么多年，但是我一直不知道我拜的神是怎样的一位神。当我遇到困难的时候，我还是内心有疑问，没有平安。就在去年6月份的时候，教会的徒姐妹邀请我的孙子孙女参加教会暑期圣经学校。我带他们去的时候，我就留在家长班，听教会的兄弟姐妹们讲如何用神的话语来教导他们的小孩，并且如何把他们的儿女交在神的身上。手上随时为他们祷告，内心非常的感动。暑期圣经学校完了之后，我继续每个星期日都带我的孙子孙女去教会。我看到教会的弟兄姐妹们都有平安喜乐的心，非常羡慕。这一年来，我都坚持要去教会拜神，神也借着教会长老的讲道，让我知道这位神跟我以前拜的神是不一样的。他是创造宇宙万物的神，真神，我们人也是他创造的。前两个月，刘师母来家里探望我，并带我做节制的祷告。我正式把耶稣接到我的里面，成为我的救主。这一两个月来，我一直在刘师母的受洗班上课，更让我知道耶稣基督他是神的儿子，竟然愿意为了爱我，我们为了洗刷我们的罪被钉在十字架上。这种爱是我以前没有想过的。借着读圣经和主日学，我看到我自己是一个罪人，我的内心有很许多黑暗的地方，别人是看不见的，但我看见借着主耶稣的宝血和遵行圣经上的教导，神会慢慢的更新我的心思意念。我现在要把我的生命完全的交在 耶稣基督的身上，全心依靠他。我也相信只有在主耶稣里面，我才能享受到真正的平安与喜乐。信主以前，我以自己为中心，以世界上的价值观为中心。我想现在要专心的仰望主，好好学习他的话语。谢谢大家。
Hi, my name is Zhang Rui-Feng. I came to the U.S. For 32 years and used to be a Buddhist because my parents-in-law were Buddhist, so I worshipped Buddhist idols. But last year in June, I attended VBS with my grandchildren and I stayed behind for the parents program. And they taught how to raise children with biblical principles and how to pray for their children, and I was really moved. After VBS, I started attending church worship with my grandchildren. And I envied all of the brothers and sisters' joy and peace. And throughout this year, I've attended church and listened to the sermons from Elder Liu and Elder Chu, and I came to realize that this God is different from the idols that I used to worship. He is the creator of all things, and we are also His creation. 2 months ago, Mrs. Liu came to visit me and led me through the sinner's prayer. I officially accepted Jesus Christ into my heart as Lord and Savior. And during these 2 months, I've attended Mrs. Liu's baptismal class, and I came to understand Jesus Christ is the Son of God and willing to be nailed to the cross to wash away our sins. And this type of love I've never even thought of before. And after Bible study and Sunday school, I see now that I am a sinner. I have deep, dark secrets in my heart that no one else can see, but I believe that Jesus Christ's blood, and by obeying the teachings in the Bible, God will renew my heart and mind, and I believe that I can experience true peace and joy in Jesus Christ. I now want to give my life to Jesus Christ and trust in Him with my whole heart. Before believing in Christ, I was self-centered and had worldly values as the center of my life. I now want to focus on the Lord with my whole heart. Thank you.
Hello, 我叫王磊，我来自中国的山东青岛。那我从小呢是受的这个无神论和唯物主义的教育，所以说其实对基督教真的没有太多的认识。那我参加工作以后呢，是从事的这个公关策划工作，其实他的工作压力比较大，那每天都要应付很多的人事的交际和一些突发的状况，所以其实在工作的期间，我的这个精神和这个睡眠都很不好。在2013年的6月份呢，我去参加了我的朋友的婚礼，他呢是一个很虔诚的基督徒，所以他的婚礼呢是基督教的仪式，当时真的非常让人感动。所以我觉得其实现在想，可能那个时候神已经住在我的心里，但是我不知道。他的婚礼的回礼呢是一个礼盒，其实我带回家的时候也并没有再打开这个礼盒，只是把它放在家里。那么在经过了一个非常大的项目之后，其实我的整个人的这个负能量已经达到了一个非常饱和的状态，就是我在家休息的时候，我是会很烦躁，非常非常的烦躁，所以说我就开始整理我的东西，然后我就拿出了这个礼盒。当时其实也很奇怪，就是有一个声音一直在告诉你说，你要把这个礼盒打开来看一看。然后我就把它打开了，我才发现原来他送给我们的回礼呢，是一本圣经和一个他的那个水晶的那样一个礼座。所以说，我觉得这是一个很奇妙的事情。当我拿到这个圣经的时候，我突然间就变得很平静。所以我就打开来圣经来看，其实我也没有看多少，我也只是看了几页，然后把它当成故事来看。但是我觉得故事对我很吸引，所以说我还从网上去找了一些这个关于就是把圣经拍成电视剧的这样子的一些美剧来看。那么时间很快，我在2014年的时候呢，其实我还没有信主，但是只要我工作压力一大，我就会把圣经拿出来看，然后就会让我觉得很平静。在2014年的11月份，我有一个朋友可能知道我的情况，就会说他有一个教会的朋友邀请他去参加周日的聚会，问我要不要去。我说好啊，其实我也没有想过说为什么我要去，我只是觉得我好像应该要去。去了之后，其实我对教会是有一点点反感的，因为他们真的是情绪非常的激动，就会让我觉得说原来信基督教是这样子的。但是我就 我就没有再去那个教会。之后我在2014年的年底是要来美国，来美国之前呢，送给我圣经的朋友有给我打过电话说，你见到的教会可能跟真的教会不是一样的，你去到美国以后，你应该找一个教会再去试试看，你再去看一看到底真的教会是什么样子。所以到了美国之后，我就请我朋友的妈妈把我介绍到咱们的教会，在12月份的时候我就来到教会。从那以后呢，说实话我第一次来教会我就觉得不一样，因为大家都是很开心的，然后就是非常的这个平安的那种，就是不是说特别激动的那一种，所以我就觉得说这个是非常就是不一样的。但是其实一直到可能这个很长一段时间，我只是来教会参加聚会，我并没有从心里真的去接受主，接受这个所有的这些东西。直到有一段时间，因为我是跟我的朋友一家人一起来到美国，我们住在一起，那段时间朋友的家里呢发生了一些很不愉快的事情，大家都非常的就是相互之间都比较就是怎么讲，就是吵架了。然后我就觉得说我也不知道应该怎么帮他们，因为我是一个外人。那我就在有一个周日来到这里的来做主日崇拜的时候，我就有去帮他们祷告。我也不知道为什么，那是一个很奇妙的事情，就短短的几秒钟，我就觉得我祷告完了之后，我的浑身的那个汗毛都竖起来了，就它是很短的一个时间。然后我也没有在意。然后当我回到家的时候，我就突然发现家里的情况变得异常的平静，就是大家好像慢慢的这个误会慢慢解开了，就是大家相互之间也都非常的就是恢复到原来的那种状态。所以我当时在心里就想说，也有可能是不是我的祷告让神听到了，神来帮助我们去帮助我的朋友。再后来呢，我就开始慢慢的，就是因为参加的活动越来越久，我对于主的认识越来越多，我就开始的觉得说我真的是让主住在我的心里。我就跟刘师母讲说我可不可以受洗，刘师母说那我要提前先去拜访你，我说好。有一天就是在后来刘师母和艾米姐妹到我家来，然后真的带领我去打开这个心门，让我并就是说接受这个主耶稣在我的对我的救赎，让我真正的开始信主。那么在通过每周对教会的学习，增进了我对基督教义的了解，特别是受洗班的学习，让我更加感受到了神的大爱。信必得主，只要信主耶稣，接受主耶稣做救主，就可以奉主耶稣的吩咐和命令来受洗。那么信主之后呢，其实我感觉我自己的心就是心境清明了很多，尤其是在饶恕他人的这个方面。其实在以前，比方说别人对我做了一些不好的事情或怎样，我虽然会原谅他，可是过一段时间当我想起来的时候，我还是会非常的气愤或非常的这个不平。但是其实在信了主之后，我反而觉得就不一样，就是说虽然也会遇到就是不开心的事情或者怎样，但是我可以真正的说去原谅别人啊，去想他为什么会这样做，也许他也有他的苦衷，或他也有他的一些问题。那么我觉得这个是我在信主之后一个最大的感受。那么在这个虽然我信主的时间还不是很长，而且我的祷告也非常的就是用我们的话讲叫不专业，也很幼稚。但是我相信就是在这个过程当中，神会指引我在他的道路上，然后还有很多的兄弟姐妹会帮我一起在这个主里面成长，以后的日子呢也将会不孤单。其实我有写了一段这个关于这个圣经的部分，可是我觉得我的好像有点长，那我觉得我就不念了，就是罗马书的第6章的3到6节，大家可以自己看一下。那我决定就是想要在今天受洗，洗去救我，来这个获得主内的新生。谢谢大家。
Hi, my name is Wang Lei. I am from Shandong, Qingdao, and from China. I was educated by atheism and materialism. Due to stress of work, I had problems sleeping, and in 2013, I attended a friend's wedding. This was a Christian wedding, and I was moved by the ceremony. After the wedding, I received a Bible as a gift, and back then I just thought that the Bible was a storybook. In 2014, although not a believer yet, during times of stress, I would read the Bible and be calmed down. In November of last year, I started going to church, and at the end of last year, I came to the United States. Then I started to attend church here and loved it here. The church was very friendly and shared the gospel to me, so I started attending all of the church meetings. Then I told Mrs. Liu that I wanted to be baptized. Her and Amy came to visit me and led me to accept Jesus and to truly believe in Jesus. I felt the great love of God during the baptismal class. Believing in Jesus, I can be baptized, and after becoming a Christian, I can start to forgive people. And forgiving other people, truly forgiving other people, means by prayer I can truly forgive others. Although it hasn't been long since believing and my prayers are immature, I know that He will guide my path in the future. I also have brothers and sisters to help me grow spiritually along the way. I had a scripture to share from Romans 6, chapter 6, verse 3 to 6, but I won't read it today for the sake of time. But today I just want to get baptized to wash out my old self and receive the new life in Christ.
Thank you. 我生长在中国，从上学开始接受的就是无神论教育，所接受对事物的看法一般都是辩证的、唯物的。我虽然我母亲也是基督徒，受其影响基督徒，几年内我也偶尔去教会，甚至有几次参加信息日的礼拜，听到敬拜赞美诗歌时都泪流满面，深受感动。但听了几次国内教会姊妹的见证，总感觉夸大虚张的成分比较多。 甚至对个别姊妹所表现出的自我、自私等行为极为反感，加上在国内生活比较安逸、顺心，再去教会一般都是为了陪同年龄大的母亲，很少是自己主动自愿去了。到美国刚开始来教会，也是受以蒙喜福的影响，总感觉朋友对我们日常生活照顾得无微不至，不随他们来教会抹不开情面。 但是慢慢我感觉到了教会姊妹的相亲相爱、乐于助人，让我看到了这是一个真正的大家庭，同时也感受到了你们所发生的变化。同样都是白天工作，盼能每周几个晚上参加教会的姊妹会、祷告会、走访，周六周日的同工会、小组会、查经、礼拜等，可以说业余时间。 将教会作为第二职业，也看到、听到一些教会的姊妹弟兄因信主而得到喜乐平安，特别是周六晚上的查经，它让我认识到主的存在，认识到他是个灵，是万有的创造者，他赐给我们生命信息，供我们一切生活所需，救我们脱离死亡。 人只有用心灵和诚实去接受他、敬拜他，才能与他沟通。所以我决心、决志从心里接受耶稣做我生命的救主，我愿意做他的儿女。又经过受洗班的学习，我知晓了信靠耶稣失去的只是罪和死的枷锁，得到的却是充满平安喜乐的生命。我们人都是有罪的，信必得救。 我也感受了神的爱，以往我很情绪化，对老公女儿，有时语言比较伤人，过后就后悔，一丝丝为自己开脱，总感觉自己现在处于更年期。现在我正慢慢学会，借由祷告将事情交在神的手中，求他引领来平息自己过激烦躁的心情。虽然我信主的时间不长，祷告也稚嫩。 但我知道，我在走神指引我的道路。感谢主，他也开启了我人生新的一页。我希望亲自去感受神的爱，相信一切的困难在神的面前都会迎刃而解。希望他给我智慧和力量，让我知道未来的路应当怎样走。我知道受洗是新生活的开始，所以从今日起，我愿意追随主，与主同行，直到永远。谢谢大家。
Hi, my name is Wang Xiaoguang. I am from Dalian, China. I was raised in China and received an atheism education. Everything I learned in school was logic and science and materialism. Although my mother was a Christian, I would sometimes attend church and even felt moved when singing hymns and would often tear up. But listening to testimonies, I thought they were all exaggerating and thought these Christians were hypocrites and self-centered, so I was put off by them. In addition, my life was easy and everything was smooth, and going to church was just to accompany my mother. After coming to the U.S. and influenced by Glory and Freeman and experienced their care and love, I started to attend church with them. After coming to church, I saw the brothers and sisters' love for each other. It just felt like a big family. And I also saw the change in Glory's life and saw that a difference in her life now compared to when she was back in China. She works in the morning but still attends all activities at church, but still remains so joyful and peaceful. On Saturday fellowships, I came to know the existence of God, the Creator. He gave us life and provides us and saves us from spiritual death. We can only have fellowship with Him by worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior in my heart to become a child of God. After baptismal class, I know trusting in Jesus Christ, I will be set free from the bondage of sin and receive a joyful and peaceful life. I know I am a sinner. I will be saved by believing, and I experience God's love. I was once a very emotional person to my husband and daughter and hurt them with my words, and I would often feel guilty afterwards. I would give myself excuses and blame it on midlife crisis, but I am now learning how to pray and give everything to God and allow God to relieve me of my anxiety and emotion. Although I haven't believed long and my prayers are immature, but I know that I am on God's path and He will lead me. Thank God that He started a new page in my life. I believe that God will solve all my difficulties. I pray for wisdom and strength so I will know what God's will is for me. I know baptism is just the beginning, but I want to follow God and walk with Him forever.
Hi, 各位弟兄姐妹朋友们，大家好，我叫司徒娟，英文名叫 Susan。感谢主，让我有机会跟大家分享我的见证。我出生在用鲜血和生命保卫毛主席的文化大革命年代，自然成为无神论者。神的作为很奇妙。我来美国后的第二年，我还在读成人学校的英语班时，我们老师是一位香港人，名叫 Whiters。他说他的中文名字是伟大士。我第一个反应就说，我们老师吃的大蒜也太多了吧，怎么那么大的口气呢？伟大士。后来熟络之后，他和他太太带我去一间美国餐厅吃饭，饭菜上桌后，他们说我们是基督徒，吃饭前要祷告。我当时吭了一声说，哦。他们和两个小孩就拉着我的手一起祷告，但我一句也没听进去，我也不记得那顿饭是怎么吃完了。那个周末他们邀请我去参加团契，我也出于好奇，我就跟他们去了教会。到了之后才发现，他们中有美国人跟中国人，除了我的老师和他太太之外，全部都说英文，我一句话都没听懂。那个小时我就好像觉得比十年还要长。从那以后，我就谢绝他们所有的邀请。后来他们搬到外州去了，教会的事就不了了之了。在往后的岁月里，也有不少人传福音给我。我第一句话对他们说的就是，你不要给我传圣经之道，免得浪费你跟我的时间，我不会听呢。如果你传赚钱之道，我必须随传随到。就算我的丈夫 Milton， 他也强势给我传福音。他说，哦，你要信耶稣，不然我们死后就无法在天堂相见。我跟他说，我才不相信那些骗人的故事呢，你上你的天堂，我下我的地狱，我们井水不犯河水。我就把他气得差点没吐血。人的起头就是神的起头，人的尽头就是神的起头。 真是千真万确的。今年三月份，我经营的快餐店结束营业，有些厨房用具啊等物品卖不出去，又没有钱租那储藏室，正在犯愁。我的朋友 Cheryl 给我出了个主意，他说：“你为什么不去问问教会，也许他们有需要呢？”真是一言惊醒梦中人，我就到网上去找附近的中国教会。我今天来的这个教会就是这样找到的。我组内的好姐妹 Golia 也是这样认识。对不起，他邀请我到教会来，我先是用各种借口推辞他。他并没有放弃我，连续几次邀请我，我觉得不好意思再推掉他，就心不甘情不愿地来到这里。来了之后才发现，这里教会的人怎么这么好啊，他们都相亲相爱，我怎么感觉到像一个不同的世界似的，我以前怎么那么笨。听了刘长老、朱长老和 Alex 他们讲到还有刘师母的接访之后，我就深深感觉到我是一个罪人，我需要基督耶稣的救赎，我需要耶稣基督的宝血来洁净我所有的罪。我是多么的蒙恩惠啊，神拣选我成为这个罪人，成为他的儿女，我是多么的幸运。教会安排的查经班、团契和刘师母的受洗班对我的帮助可是终生受用，我是非常的幸运。认识这位又真又活又信实又公义而且充满慈爱的神，我的神是真的很有耐心，他派的仆人韦大士在22年前撒下的种子，没想到今天竟然发芽了。我们主耶稣基督说过，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息，所以我就毫不犹豫的把我的重担全部交给神，让他来帮我分担。我要信靠他，顺服他，主耶稣基督才是道路、真理和生命，我要跟随他直到永远。阿们。
Hi, my name is Susan Situ Juan, is my Chinese name. I was raised during the Cultural Revolution in China and was raised an atheist. Coming to the U.S., I went to study English at an adult school and met an English teacher called Vitus. He shared the gospel with me and invited me to church with his family. But the church that he attended was an English-speaking church, so I stopped going. Many people afterwards tried to share the gospel to me, but I didn't want to listen. My husband Milton tried as well, but I didn't believe. This year in March, my fast food shop closed down, and I had a lot of kitchen utensils and appliances left over. My friend Cheryl gave me an idea to ask if I can donate that to the church. So I looked up online and found this church and came into contact with my sister Gloria. And asked if there is a need for the utensils appliance. And this is how I came to find this church. So I called Gloria and to ask if our church has a need for them, and Gloria invited me to church. After coming to this church, I realized there are a lot of good people here. And after hearing the messages from Elder Chu, Elder Liu, and Alex, and the visitations from Mrs. Liu, I came to realize I am a sinner and need Jesus' salvation, His blood to cleanse me from my sins. I believe that He chose me, a sinner, to become His child, and after Bible study, fellowship, and baptismal class, I came to know the true, living, faithful, loving, merciful, and gracious God. God is patient. 22 years ago, He used the seeds sowed by my English teacher, Victor, and now the seeds have blossomed. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Therefore, I'm giving all my burdens to Him so He can help me. And I want to trust and follow Him. Jesus Christ is the only way, the truth, and the life. And I want to follow Him forever.
各位兄弟姊妹大家好，我叫杨乐，我也来自山东青岛。我最早知道主大概是2006年左右，因为我的岳母是一位虔诚的基督徒，她不断地传福音给我，到后来她就主动带我的女儿去受洗了。从开始我全然不相信主，到进一步一步一步地去了解靠近主，到现在我把自己交托给主，是因为神是我父，是爱我的，是可以被依托的。在国内无神论的思想教育下，我本不相信有神，我的岳母不断地为我祷告，告诉我说神会有他的时间，你一定会被上帝拣选，受洗成为上帝的儿女。现在想一想，这一切也是神的安排，让我在美国遇到了刘长老和刘师母，带我来到教会。神知道我会信靠他，所以经历了这一切，何尝不是神为我安排的呢？我也经历过思想的纠结，一直想要从人的方式去寻找一种永恒的价值，直到我开始听到刘师母的课和读圣经，我才逐渐意识到神的大能，我才了解到人的力量有多么的有限，人所能做的是多么的渺小，唯独遵照神的旨意才可永存。在认识主的过程中，我对罪有了更深刻的了解，我一直觉得只有那些被法律禁止的才是罪，在未信主之前，如果有人说我有罪，我绝对不承认，因为我又没偷没抢，我又没做任何犯法的事情，我怎么可能有罪？而且有时候我还会助人为乐，我觉得我怎样也算是一个好人。通过听课和看圣经，我逐渐认识到我的罪，因为心里也并未尽然全都是美好和善良，唯有通过我主耶稣基督，我的罪才会得到赦免。而且我越来越靠近神的道路，教会的兄弟姊妹也给了我非常大的感动，他们对我的关爱和帮助让我感受到了属于神的爱，团契里的气氛也是那么的平安和谐。也许是被基督徒那种久违了的喜乐情绪所感染，觉得这里好像是这纷乱世界里一处心灵的驿站，每次来到教会都会让我感觉到我向神更靠近了一步。马太福音7:7写道，你们祈求我就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门我就给你们开门。我愿意为神的儿女，我愿意成为神的儿女，我希望亲身去感受神的慈爱，再也不愿与关在门外与神隔绝。我现在把所有的事情全部交给主，做神所喜悦的，凡事祷告，凡事谢恩，我主给我的永远都是最好的，我必领受。谢谢大家。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Yang Le, and I'm also from Shandong, Qingdao. I came to know the Lord in 2006. My mother-in-law was a devoted Christian and continuously shared the gospel to me. She brought my daughter to be baptized. From total unbelief to slowly understanding Him step by step, and now I want to completely give myself to Him because He is my God and loves me. I was an atheist back in mainland China, so I did not believe there is a God. But my mother-in-law prayed for me and believed that in God's timing, I will one day believe. Now looking back, it is in God's plan that I would become a believer and be baptized in the U.S. I've had struggles in my thoughts and wanted to find eternal value by the ways of man. Until coming to the baptismal class given by Mrs. Liu, then I came to realize the mighty power of God and how small and limited man's strength is. Only through obeying God's command can I find eternal life and existence. Through the process of getting to know Him, I came to understand the truth about sin. Before, I didn't think that I was a sinner. I wasn't a murderer, I wasn't a thief, I didn't break any laws. But after coming to know God, I realized I was not perfect, and it's only through Jesus Christ can my sins be forgiven. After stepping into church, many brothers and sisters cared for me, and I felt the love of God through them, and I felt that this is a spiritual family, like seeing long-lost friends. Church to me was like a place of spiritual peace in a confused world. Every time I step into church, I feel that I'm getting closer and closer to God. Now I want to become a child of God and want to experience God personally. And I do not want to be shut out and be separated by God. I want to give everything to God and obey Him and do His will, continuously praying and giving thanks in all circumstances. I know that God always has the best for me. Thank you.